Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Got it. Welcome, America. That's right. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Hello, everyone. This is a special edition of Home Talk USA. We're going to be talking to Miss Rita Crompton. She is the inventor lady. This is the special segment of our show called Invent America. That's right. We're trying to reinvent America. It's all about technology. It's all about entrepreneurship. It's all about developers and dreamers and all the capitalistic ideas that make this company great. So I thought, you know what? Let's do a show on this. Let's feature America. We don't counterfeit nothing. We don't copy things. We don't steal things. What we do is what, America? Invent. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So welcome all of you to a special edition of Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. And now I'd like to welcome my little sidekick on the Invent America show, which you can catch each week, every week on the second hour of Home Talk USA. She's on the line right now, and my co-host, hey Rita, how you doing? You sound I'm all pumped up this week, right?
It has been a great week.
Well, I tell you, you know, I try to, everybody asks me, King, do you watch the news? Do you see what's happening with this woke political thing and the liberals fighting the Republicans and the Republicans, the conservatives, the MAGNA group, the Antifa? I mean, this country is like, you know, and at the end of the day, China, now this is not a political show, but I'm just facing facts. China is laughing their little butts off because they're stealing everything and we allow them. But you know one thing they can't steal? Our mind.
Ideas. That's right.
Our ideas. They can't steal that. They got to wait till actually we produce it, and then all these stupid manufacturers are giving away the technology to China. But hey, we're going to stop that. Enough's enough. You know, hey, we live in the greatest country on earth, and we got to go after and let people know why inventors are so important. So, Rita, why inventors are so important?
Well, because they made America. You know, Invent America is our show because America invents. And honestly, if they all got here by a boat at one time or another, and if they couldn't fix the problems when the boat was leaking, they didn't make it. Same thing with the wagon train. You know, when they were going across the country, if you couldn't fix the problem. So my ancestors, they came over in the 1700s. Yours came over even earlier than that. If they could not fix a problem, they didn't live to the next day. And so it's in our genes, it's in our blood that we fix our problems. And so that's why I always say most of our inventors that have really good ideas in the marketplace, they are the ones that solved a problem out in the field, and they go, oh, cool idea, let's go to market. So for a lot of our inventors, you know, their expertise is the wow moment, and that's our topic for next week, so tune in. They need different service providers because their expertise might be fixing a wagon, but it's not necessarily intellectual property, marketing, prototyping, that kind of thing. So our topic today is the different service providers that you really need and what can you do yourself.
Well, you know, I wish our audience can see what we see when we go to these trade shows and we see 3,200 different product manufacturers and entrepreneurs and see the the technologies of the future. And you know what? I talked to somebody the other day. Well, you know, everything that's out there has already been invented. Well, I tell you what. Watch Shark Tank. I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff I see there that hadn't been invented yet. But there's that one great idea. Now, I'm not giving a plug for Shark Tank. But what I'm saying is the technology that you see, all the technology has not been invented.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when we were at the show this last year, one of our inventors had his product stolen off the display table from the Habitat area where they were supposed to be displaying, you know, those new products and paid extra to be there. And he was so frustrated and upset. And I don't blame him. The funny thing was that he was the first one to get a licensing offer, and he goes, okay, I'm good now. I told you somebody wanted it.
Yeah, somebody wanted it. They took it.
But, you know, there's little things that, you know, I tell people is, you know, sometimes the better widget is what makes it. When you invent something brand new, it's harder to get to market because now you have to pay a lot of money to teach the consumer that you solved a problem they didn't know they had. When you've got a better flashlight, everybody understands a light flashlight is a light coming out of the end of the stick. But when you invented the one that wrapped around the pole, that's cool. So that's a lot of things we look at is, you know, potential market disruptor. You know, it might be a slight change, but it's, you know, technology is caught up. So you can make it now at a price the consumer goes, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
And all of those things play into when I look at a product for an inventor and say, okay, yeah, let's work with this. We're always looking at price points. And, you know, when a licensee asks me four very basic questions, we can do that initial interview in 30 seconds because they want to know. And where I see inventors make some of the big mistakes is that they hire either the wrong service provider or they hire one too soon.
Well, tell us a little bit about our show. What we have up this hour.
Well, we're going to be talking to a couple of inventors who've got products just getting ready to go into the marketplace. So they've hired a lot of different service providers. And, you know, one of the things I look at is, you know, well, I hired somebody to do a business plan. No, don't waste the money. Every dollar that you have, we used to say, don't spend a dime until it's time, and then you got to step up to the plate. But when you're looking at those early dollars, it's like, oh, I've got a budget of this much. Well, you're going to need that budget, all right, to stretch a long way. And so when I see them make some serious money mistakes early on, that means they've got less money to work with. And a lot of times that's when the deal tanks is because they just run out of funding and the spouse won't let them mortgage the house.
Well, they made the mistakes, and you're right. They made, well, hey, look, Rita, Invent America, we're going to give you the blueprint. We're going to, you know, it's like go and see the wizard, you know, traveling down the yellow brick road, step by step. We're going to have some obstacles on the way and, you know, this and that. But at the end of the day, we're going to give you the floor plan out there that at the end of the day, you're going to get up to that castle. You're going to knock on that door and you're going to see the wizard behind the curtain. And he's going to have all your dreams because you did all the foundational work that you need. And all you have to do is listen to the Invent America show each week and every week.
Right.
But hey, this is a special edition of Home Talk USA. We want to invite everybody just to stay with us and talk to some of the technologies of the future. And look, please remember, we don't charge our guests to be on this show. This is not a pay-to-play network or a broken network. You give the king a check and we'll get you on the air. It doesn't work that way. We go out and find you. That's what we do here each week and every week. So, hey, stay tuned. I'll be right back. Oh, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. You know it. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. I'll be right back. Yay!
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome back to a special edition of Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com, along with my sidekick and co-host, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. Rita, I tell you, we got a great show for our guests and a whole bunch of great inventors. Why don't we introduce our first guest?
Excellent. Our first guest is Lexa Gandolfo. She is the inventor of Cargo Caddy. And it's the lessons that she learned during the development of Cargo Caddy that has made her passionate for inventing and helping other inventors. She's also the executive director of the New England Invents Group, which is one of the largest independent organizations that is dedicated to supporting and helping independent inventors. And I don't know if people always understand independent inventor means you're not working for somebody else when you're doing this. You're standing on your feet, so you're dealing with all of the issues. Lexa, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Hi, thanks, Rita and Mike, for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Cargo Caddy so that we, you know, get kind of that picture in everyone's head of what you were working with.
Sure. Cargo Caddy is a trunk organizer for SUVs and CUVs. It's currently patent pending. In SUV and CUV trunks, items are typically piled on top of each other. They're disorganized and messy because of the vast height of these trunks. Cargo Caddy solves this problem by providing shelf space above the trunk floor for all the stuff you typically store in your SUV, CUV trunk. So groceries, sports equipment, camping, hiking gear, tailgating, all those sorts of things.
I've seen the product. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe this wasn't done a long time ago. So during this process of, wow, I've got an idea to where you are now, you've had to use a variety of service providers. So tell us, what are some of the different service providers that you felt were important to you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I've tried to be very cautious and clear-minded about the whole process. Instead of jumping right in, I did a lot of research, I did a lot of homework, and I talked to a lot of people, including people like you, Rita, and other people from the independent inventor organization kind of environment. So these are people from organizations, nonprofit organizations that support independent inventors, the United Inventors Association, anywhere where I could get free and accurate information, I would do it. And I did that before I kind of jumped into all this and spent money. But my first step in terms of a service provider was to hire somebody to execute a patent search. So I wanted to see if this was indeed a patentable idea. So I did that. Then once I found out it was a patentable idea, then I engaged an intellectual or a patent attorney to protect my intellectual property with a provisional patent. Then I worked with an engineer to do CAD design and drawings, and then a prototyper to then make those designs, those CAD designs, an actual working, functioning prototype. And then I even engaged a videographer to do a product demo of Cargo Caddy so that I could shop it around to different prospective licensees who might be interested in licensing the product. So I've worked with a number of different service providers in my
right. I mean,
plus years. We always look at when someone tells me, it's like, well, I did it all myself. It's like, that's not really what I want to hear. And as a licensing agent, it's better for, you know, we don't charge up front for anything, that we've got to be very selective. So we want to make sure that things were done right. And so you did those things in the right order, where you did a search and then you had a search done. And that's what he's like, look around as much as you can. You can find something. And if not, then you want another set of eyes. You want an independent opinion on it. Then you hire the attorney, because doing your own pads like doing your own brain surgery. By the time you realize you made a mistake, it's too late to fix it. So understanding, I think, you know, the inventor understanding their own limitations, and then being frugal about how they go forward and pick service providers is really important.
Well, I think that's right. And it is tempting to do things on your own because it's less expensive that way, but it's really expensive, excuse me, to make a mistake. So undoing things you've done yourself not the right way is much more expensive than just paying an expert up front to do it the right way the first time. So that's what I've endeavored to do with Cargo Caddy. And sure, I've made some mistakes here and there, and I could outline those. Maybe that's for another show. But I have tried to work with service providers that were totally vetted and came to me through personal and professional recommendations, people who were vouched for. I would work with them, and then I tried to, again, go through this sort of step-by-step process, doing it the right way.
Yeah, and I think that's so wise, because when I hear an inventor say, well, you know, they were, you know, I just picked them off the internet. It's like, oh, my God. Or they're overseas, so they were cheaper. And so I hear those classic mistakes coming out from an inventor, and it's like, I know that, you know, that's going to come back and bite everybody in the end. And for a lot of inventors, that's why they don't make it to the marketplace.
I think that's right.
What's next for you?
Well, right now, the sample I had, or the prototype I had developed, I've gone through a few iterations of the product. One, the first one was a metal or aluminum product, and then for cost and shipping limitation reasons, I developed a plastic version of the same product that's lightweight, easy to ship, easy to pack, and that prototype, the plastic prototype, is in the hands of a prospective licensee right now who I met with a couple weeks back. So they're evaluating licensing the product. So my next step, excuse me, will be to engage an attorney to negotiate or help me negotiate the licensing agreement that's next. So that's what I'll be working with. I'll definitely have an expert service provider helping you with that. That's obviously a critical thing.
All right, Lexa. Hey, here's the music. We gotta go pay some bills here. Hey, great job. Can you give us that website? How can we learn more about the Cargo Caddy?
Absolutely. It's GET Cargo CARGO Caddy CADDIE.com. GetCargoCaddy.com.
Say it one more time.
Sure. GetCargoCaddy, CADDIE.com.
And just spell it out, right?
Yeah, the whole thing. GetCargoCaddy.com.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for being our guest, and good luck to you, okay?
I appreciate your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to have to step away. I'm the Cajun contractor Michael King, along with my sidekick, the Inventilator. You're listening to Home Talk USA radio program, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. This is the Invent America special edition of Home Talk USA. We'll be right back.